Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 803-703-780-3776. 703-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're more than welcome to do that. Sources tell me that Lamont will be voting Sheila Jackson Lee for mayor of Houston. Okay. All right. She's running. She could well win, Sheila Jackson Lee. Here's somebody that wants you to grade the Falcons offseason so far. Sorry, Keith, that's not happening. No one cares here about the Falcons offseason. Oh, 2024 Rockets starting five.
Uh-huh.
Jalen Green, Jalen Brown, Jalen Blue, Jalen Red, and Victor Wembe.
Oh, we're gonna have, I don't know who Jalen Blue is, but tell me more. I hope he can shoot from three.
These guys, that would be a good starting five, all the Jalens.
If Jabari Smith would change his name, if Jabari Smith would change his name to Jalen Blue, that'd be a baller move.
Totally sweet.
Yeah.
No, that would be totally sweet. Juan wants to.
I like that is it just first hour we have our filing of grievances or is it throughout the show?
No, throughout the show. Throughout this entire show, you can file your grievance at 713-780. I have a grievance against Marcus at Orleans Seafood because he told us he was going to bring us food this week and nothing. Okay. So he's a bust. He was a first round pick and he's a bust. Juan, ¿qué pasó, Juan?
Hey, I have a grievance against NFL defenses. Well, do you think Houston has the potential to identify as a great defensive team under their new system? Well, whatever system they're going to have in the time that they have, can they be known as a very good defensive team? And come on, you Gunners.
So you can identify as anything you want, actually, nowadays.
Yeah, but people won't recognize you as a good defense.
I mean, there are a lot of people who are identifying as kids are identifying as cats now, and they want litter boxes in schools.
I'm not sure that was actually accurate. That one, I think, was debunked. But I will say that you can identify as a good defense, but if you are 30th in the league in run defense and 31st in pass defense, I don't think anyone's going to identify you and recognize you as a good defense.
No, you don't have to be recognized. You can appropriate whatever you want.
You can say that, but I don't think anyone, if you want to identify and you want people to see you as that,
right.
I don't think they're going to see you as a good defense. Is there a chance they could? Yes, there is. I have faith because D'Amico Ryans is here.
Yeah,
and
right.
You know, I've got strong feelings about the potential greatness of our leader.
Well, you have a man crush on D'Amico. There's no question about that. But, yeah, no. With D'Amico now as the head coach, you can identify as a great defensive team.
Not yet. Let's draft players. I know who's on the roster.
You lost your best pass rusher.
Well, when you draft Will Anderson or Tyree Wilson in the first round with your first pick, then you can start talking about it. Y'all can't just say Will Anderson. I'm telling you, Tyree Wilson's got to be. You can keep his name in your mouth also.
Ooh, wow.
I'm just telling y'all.
Keeping names in your mouth.
Okay. But like your boy told you, you may not be a C.J. Stroud family. And it may really blow you away if you're not drafting any of the top four quarterbacks.
Mm.
Which is, there's that little rumor out there too.
Mm-hmm.
That they don't draft any of the top four. There is a chance another quarterback falls to them at 12. 100% think Anthony Richardson could fall. Levis could fall. Richardson's the one I think a little more likely to fall. I know he's odds on a little heavier favorite.
I could certainly see somebody coming up at 11 and grabbing somebody in front of the Texans.
Well, no, because the Titans will do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Titans are at 11.
The Titans will take it. I could see the Titans moving up for Richardson or Levis. But there's a lot of people who think the Titans are just – I guess there's been smoke about Titans moving up. There's also smoke that the Texans could move from 12 to 3 and with Arizona and give up future draft capital so that they get a quarterback, which in that case would be Stroud at 2, and then get either Anderson or Tyree Wilson at 3. Yeah. There's also that talk. Yeah. Although, you know what I would do? Just to piss off Mulgetta, I'd draft Stroud 3. No, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that because the draft – actually, you would draft Stroud because if you don't, then the value of the third pick goes way, way up if you draft the defensive player two. So you draft Stroud, and then like, okay, well, we know you guys want Will Anderson probably. So, you know, do you want him so bad that you won't take our trade? Because going from 12 to 3, you'll have to give something. Now, you may have to give a future first rounder. You going to be okay with that?
No.
I'm not really in love with that idea either. No, honestly.
No. You really don't give up a future first rounder in this draft for anybody. Anybody. No. Not Stroud, not Bryce. None. No.
I don't think they'll take just the 34th pick to move up from. I'll have to see what the trade. I think it's 34th. It may be 33rd. Did we tie?
Well, it's 33rd because Miami lost its pick in the first round.
I know. So, yeah, maybe you're right.
I think it's 33rd. Keith wants to talk NFL. What do you say, Keith?
Hey, guys. Love the show. No grievances from me on this Friday, but would love to know, less than 2 weeks before the draft, where do you see Ezekiel Elliott landing? And, of course, does a team pick up Carson Wentz before NFL draft night? Love the show, guys. Thanks.
Now Ezekiel's his new car. His new Wentz. So Ezekiel would be a good fit in potentially Buffalo. If Buffalo, he'd be a good fit in Buffalo. If Buffalo doesn't draft Bijan Robinson, I like Ezekiel in Buffalo. They just lost, one of their running backs in Singletary to us, to the Houston Texans. So I think Ezekiel could end up in Buffalo. Gives him a chance to win as well. He's played in cold weather before up in Ohio. With Ohio State, I could see him with the Buffalo Bills.
What about Philadelphia?
Yeah, Philadelphia makes some sense too. Sure. Yep. And then
Taste playing him twice, and he goes off on the Cowboys.
He probably wouldn't mind that. Also, I think the Chargers with Austin Eckler would be a good spot as well. Give them a hammerhead to use, and then. Also, you have some leverage.
He hasn't been traded yet. Didn't he ask for a trade?
He was released.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cap cut.
Yeah.
So I think those are all teams that would make sense. There's a lot of teams that need running back. It's just hard to place a first round running back with them in Bijan. And then where will Carson Wentz end up? That's the question we keep pondering.
Where is Carson Wentz going to end up?
Do you have an answer? How about I hit you with this?
How about the Roughnecks?
That's not bad. Mm-hmm. Their quarterback play has been really spotty lately.
Yeah, it has
been. I like that one.
Roughnecks!
I think Roughnecks need to make a call to his agent and see.
I think the Renegades could use him. I think the Vipers could use him.
Yeah. Oh, no, there's some teams in the XFL for sure that could use Carson Wentz. He would be an upgrade from a lot of those quarterbacks.
What's Orlando's name? No,
Predators?
The Orlando Predators, are they?
No. I don't know. The Preds? Is that hockey team? The Preds? Yeah. But can't you maybe use it both?
The Guardians. Oh, like the Cleveland. Like Cleveland baseball.
Why don't you just
have... It used to be something offensive.
Here's something that we need to start doing. What if we just say from now on your city gets one team? So you're the Houston Texans baseball, Houston Texans basketball, Houston Texans football.
Houston, that's it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, Robert Ford is listening. He said his dad coaches for the Guardians, said... My dad, they could use them.
What if we just get, you only get like Orlando Preds?
I don't know. Hey, he gets everybody fired, Robert. I'm not sure you really want Carson Wentz.
Yeah. Carson Wentz is a.
No.
Yeah, Carson Wentz
that's
is
not,
a.
That's not. Hey,
he's a coach.
If that's your dream, that you're going to get Carson Wentz.
You know what? How about this? How about the dream pairing right behind Kirk Cousins?
I could see that.
How about San Francisco? Actually, I don't think that's a terrible idea behind Trey Lance, because Purdy's, depending on what you know with Purdy's elbow, there's a chance Purdy misses the whole year.
Do you think they could even, the San Francisco could even win with Carson Wentz?
That's the ultimate heat check.
You
that is pulling up from the logo right there. If you can win with Carson Wentz, basically Kyle, now we already know Kyle can never win a Super Bowl with anybody. He can just get really close. But if he can get to a Super Bowl with Carson Wentz, basically he could retire and just say, I'm the greatest coach in history. I've seen this Ezekiel Elliott clip, the fat kid. Watch this. Watch him chop his hands. Have you seen this whole thing?
Yes, I've seen it.
You've seen it? Where he chopped. No, this is where he falls down. Have you seen
this
where
is
he?
So for those of you who don't know, it's.
Have you seen the one where he chops his hands and turns? He's supposed to be chopping his feet like he's running in place, but he just does his hands real fast.
Right there. So it's a really, really heavy kid. He's got a half a shirt on and.
He's got his hair just
shorts.
Like Ezekiel. He actually does look like Ezekiel Elliott.
He does, only he's about
in the face.
About 100 pounds heavier more.
And he's also probably about 5'9".
Maybe. Which is?
He's a squatty body.
Yes. And he's pretending to be Zeke.
It's really
Don't
good.
Don't do that.
John, retweet that.
No, I'm not doing that.
Retweet that.
That seems like it. I'm not retweeting that. That's Zeke Elliott. What if Zeke Elliott sees that I tweeted that? Then he'll come after me with his nose ring and everything. I don't want that. I don't need that. I don't need Zeke heat right now, okay? 813 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here's the deal is I...
Oh, my gosh. We just got a Twitch message I did that said, funny story, I had a lady call me yesterday to pay her insurance premium, and this is no lie... 10 seconds into the call, I hear her yell, Alexa, turn off!
Oh, no way.
I took everything I had and not start laughing.
Speaking of a phone call, we've got one next. It's all cleaned up, huh? Wait till you hear from this woman who... apparently she wasn't put on the schedule. And boy, you want to talk about someone who is none too pleased with her boss. For not putting her on the schedule. It is.
Well, I haven't heard this one.
You haven't heard it.
And you're going to hear the greatest freestyler in the history of freestyle. Even better than Juice. Even better than Supernat. Harry Mack.
Okay. We will do that on the other side right here. But first, I'm talking about Doc Linville. I'm talking about hair. I'm talking about the greatness that is hair. Okay. I'm talking about how good it is to have hair because of Doc Linville. He is the best. I'm telling you, if you're looking for the best way to get that hair back, to move it from the side or the back to the top, to how about getting a PRP, okay, where they take your blood, they mix it up, they inject it back into your head, which stimulates the growth. This is something that you could do that could save you some money because it's not as expensive. And listen, the cost is not – it's certainly not overwhelming, and it's certainly – it's something that if you are somebody that wants hair, if you're sick of not having hair, I mean, you pay whatever. Although it's affordable. So if you're looking for a great way to do this with, and oh, by the way, the anesthesia now lasts like 3 days so that there virtually is very little to no pain for 3 days with this thing. And then afterwards, nothing. So if you're looking for a great way to get hair, there's one way to do it. The neo-grafting is something that is just revolutionary in the business, and Doc is doing great things, getting unbelievable results. All you have to do is go to 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
25 years. And still, some things he does still amaze me. Does he have his card yet? Does Lance have his card yet? He does? Because... RJ found out, like Dell did back in the. Dell would go, he doesn't have his card again today. I got to go down and get him. You had to do that yesterday. Was it yesterday or the day before, RJ? Or whatever. RJ doesn't mind. But he did go. Now he had to go get his. headphones.
So what? I don't know why I do this, but I like leave the headphones in there. I forget to get them.
And he so always says somebody stole
RJ
them.
RJ turns it up.
You always say somebody stole
them. Yeah, that's my thing that I say.
Right.
So when so RJ leaves the like he'll turn what we're doing in the studio like the show is up so volume yeah. so I could hear it when our door is open.
I know. But,
most radio shows don't have an open door.
But you can also hear the show down the hall.
Sidike, ha ha ha. Yeah.
They got a sock puppet.
Yeah. So
right.
So I listen to the show. Like when you guys call, I listen through the hallway because right. our door is open. Right. Most radio shows don't have an open door policy. Right. Or we literally leave the door open.
Especially since there's a loud.
So now I've got headphones. So I can have headphones. I want to play Harry Mack. So Harry Mack is this freestyler. I want you to listen to this. Now, this is not the best one he's done. If you want to, you can go to his like YouTube channel and see, he is off the top of his head completely. What's amazing to people, especially who are in the rap world and freestyle world, which, you know, I kind of am in that community, being rapping dad.
Yeah, you're rapping dad.
And I freestyle sometimes to my kids. What is amazing to them is they can't understand how his brain works as fast. Like that he, A, can remember all the words, but for him to switch the timing up from to go to double time in the middle of doing this, the creativity
while he's freestyling
the way he clearly is not like he'll go in the streets and do this. Everyone can see him. They record him. He's clearly not cheating. No. He doesn't. It's
like spins the wheel and picks and stops.
Yeah,
it
he just says pick words. Any word.
Giraffe.
Some people will do harder ones. Yeah, he's done giraffe before. Yeah. He's done giraffe, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Many people have asked him to do that. And he'll do it, but he gets tired of it. Orange. He'll find something that's close enough. But so he's gone. So I'm trying to get him to the NFL draft. I told one of my bosses, I said, listen, this is like a month ago. I said, you got to watch his Harry Mack video. And I know Charlie, you likes hip hop. So I sent it to him and I said, you got to watch this, Charlie. Charlie's like way up on the food chain. But he's the one who kind of helped hire me initially. And so I still get to talk to Charlie. And so he's like, and it was like 2 or 3 days later, he goes, he called. He never calls. He's like, dude, what? I can't believe what I'm seeing. I got in a rabbit hole. I said, I told you.
Yeah.
And I said, you got to get him there. And whether he's taking words from Goodell or from the audience, I said, my idea is get him in front of four quarterbacks who are going to be there or five or whatever it is, four quarterbacks, and have them all. And I said, I can promise you, there's going to be a lot of people, the players who know him from TikTok, like they're going to know who he is. They're going to get so hyped. These guys who, it's a very nervous day, but when you watch his videos, everyone starts smiling. They get real happy. And so Charlie said they're working on it. So hopefully, if you see Harry Mack, he's just a white guy with a beard, very unassuming, smiles a lot. But I think that we're going to get him there at the NFL draft to do freestyles for the players and for the audience who's there. So that was my idea if it happens. But we'll see if they make it happen. But here he is right here. This is not the LSU women's volleyball team.
What is this?
Oh, this is where he's at NBA TV. Or NBA Tonight, but it wasn't Charles and Kenny and Ernie. It was the second crew. It was Jamal Crawford,
Candace Parker,
and
Channing Frye.
And then
that is the second
team. Who's the lead?
Adam Lefko.
It is the second team. And so they show one of his freestyle videos, and then so they bring him in studio and they want to do one. Now there's a second one you got to see. Where it's MLB Tonight and basketball crew. There's like and it's people behind the scenes and they're just shouting out words. He remembers 14 of them and does a freestyle 14. It's one of the most incredible things. I think it's a 9-minute rap of freestyle, which is it's insane. Here's the one right here for NBA Tonight, second team. That's what I call it.
I don't think they call it that, but yeah, okay.
Jamal, what is your word that you're going to give?
Can it be a phrase?
Sure.
TNT Tuesday, that's where we at.
TNT Tuesday, let's get it.
Tuesday. Yeah.
TNT Candace? Tuesday, love it.
Spaghetti.
Yep.
All right.
I'm going to go Antetokounmpo.
Ooh. Antetokounmpo.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes, Antetokounmpo.
I just want to know where
I'm sorry, I had to.
Sorry, that was really funny. Fresh veneers.
fresh veneers.
Hold on.
Fresh veneers.
Can we get one from the crowd? Because you did like eight before.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're giving him phrases. He ain't rapping the Bible.
Anybody?
Vic, what do you got? Just one.
Just one.
Rihanna.
I knew it was going to be. You got the sweatshirt.
So what do you remember all five?
Let me see if I remember them. Don't remind me unless I ask. Okay, TNT Tuesdays.
Yes.
That's where we're at. Spaghetti.
Yes.
Antetokounmpo.
Nailed it.
Don't remind me. Fresh veneers.
Yep. Yes.
You just look that way.
Fresh veneers.
He's mad.
Teeth, right?
He's mad his teeth look like your jacket.
No, don't worry.
These are mine. These are mine.
It's all good.
And the last one was Rihanna.
He got 50 shades of butter over there. Don't worry about that.
Let me know when you're ready.
Antetokounmpo.
I did it. Yes,
Antetokounmpo.
I did some popcorn.
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's have some fun.
Let's drop the beat.
Here we go.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Check. Check. Yeah, grab on the mic and I spew spray from the U.S. to the U.K. Y'all know I had to link up with my people on TNT Tuesdays. Popping, we up in the fact. Live on the mic and I'm catching that wreck. Mac blowing up in the industry. Then again, that there is obvious what y'all expect. I make it happen when I'm all up in the session. Every time I rhyme, I'm about to drop a blessing. My dreams and my goals, I close my eyes and visualize them and get to manifesting. I'ma make it happen with the flow. Up top, man, I'm really about to go. Certified pro, make them lay low. Can't believe I'm really on the TNT show. Hey, y'all know I do it easily. Back in the day, the people didn't believe in me. Now I come off at the top with the free. And I'm really about to blow up like TNT. Sticks like dynamite, my rhymes are hype. And when I rhyme, y'all know that I'm shining bright. My mind ignites every time I'm up in the mix. H-Mac, y'all know I'm here about to hit. Off at the top, all my lyrics is deadly. I'm keeping it real and I've never been petty. I told you the industry ain't even ready. Cause I got the sauce like eating spaghetti. Matter of fact, I got green pesto. H-Mac, but you know I make them lay low. If you say so, eat them up like a Fredo. H-Man coming through, y'all know we ready to drop it. Ay, feel like I'm eating spaghetti, ay, cause my lyrics up in the pocket. Y'all know I came up the top with the heat. Y'all eating the spaghetti and I'm eating up the meatballs. H-Man, y'all know that I'm really going hard. Working out on the mic, so I gotta have the carbs. Come up the top in the mental, I'm bringing the true flow. Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm eating Greek. Antetokounmpo. H-Mac dropping the name. Whenever I'm rhyming, I'm bringing the flames. Laying these rappers to shame. Whenever I'm spitting, y'all know that I've never been lame. H-Mac rattling the speakers. Dog, I got a couple in your sneakers. H-Mac speaking with the pure voice. He came through with the dunks and the turquoise. Matter of fact, yo, my man be shining. All up on the tongue, yo, we got the diamonds. H-Mac gotta be the freshest here. Yo, the sneakers look clean like fresh veneers.
I see what he did there.
I'ma have the whole game smiling. H-Mac coming in dope. He was like, he's mad that his teeth look something like my coat. H-Mac, man, I do it like none other. H-Mac, man, I got no beef. When I rhyme, make you smile, make you show those teeth. I make it clear when we all up in here up on TNT. Every Mac really is blowing up. They feel the energy soon as I'm showing up. Started down low, but tonight we be going up. Yeah, H-Mac, they believe me. When it comes to rhymes, never been cheesy. Matter of fact, I won't be satisfied till I get the official feature from Riri.
Riri, nickname for Rihanna.
Hey,
but just off the top, I mean, every syllable is in its place. Every RJ, you're a hip hop fan. That, like, to me is bananas, and that's not even in his top 20 I've ever seen. But his ability to take any word,
that's unbelievable,
and to think that quickly, and then to make, when he went to spaghetti, then he said dropping the green pesto, then he hits Alfredo, so he'll give multiple references to a single word. I know he's a huge basketball fan, so I'm surprised he didn't, but he had to get through five words. He didn't say something about Chris Middleton or something like that. But that's, that's bananas. If you watch him and his YouTube, you will go down a rabbit hole because it's really insane. And the most fun is how much fun people have with him. That's why I hope he gets to the NFL draft and they do those features with some quarterbacks and players in the draft because they'll have so much fun.
This show has turned into LZ's YouTube search.
True.
All right, when we come back.
Listen, when we come back.
That phone call.
Rope swing fails. We're going to talk about some sweet rope swing fails. I'll let John see.
Bump fights.
This next. Girl, coming up. Bump fights. Some of the old bump fight stuff from 2002. Then we're going to see the guy who got his leg broken by the cartel. Yeah. I don't like that.
No, what we're going to hear is this woman who's irate with her boss. Next. right here on ESPN 97.5. But first, a little jab. A little jab left.
Well, you know, it's Grievances Friday. We're filing grievances. And I've got a grievance with people who are run successful companies who have bad websites. Like, what are you doing? Are you trying to lose market share? Are you trying to get? Are you trying to be irrelevant? Or maybe you were relevant and you're really falling off, and it's because your competitors are doing it way better. And they're, you know, listen, people are going to want to find out. When they find out who you are, they hear your name, the first thing they're going to do is go to your website. So what does your website say? What information does it have? How does it look? It's just like a house with curb appeal. If the curb appeal's not good, people are not going to want to buy your house. That's why you have to always see those signs that say, beautiful inside. Well, that means they want you to check out, and that's what you're doing with your website. Beautiful inside. No, really, our work is really good. Well, show me. Have a good website that looks good. Let me get to the information quickly. Show me what it is that you do and allow me to interact to become a customer. And that's what my friends at SiteJab can do. 25 years in the business, they can help you. 24. They can help build a website for you. And they have so much more they do, from branding and professional video shoots to social media leads and generation. They can help you generate leads and convert leads into business. I mean, there's a huge amount of products they have with their business site as well. So make sure you check out SiteJab, SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com.
ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio. The preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Looks like Josh Harris's group going to buy the Commanders for $6 billion. So Tad Brown is going to have the New Jersey Devils, the Philadelphia 76ers, and the Washington Commanders.
Mm.
Right now, he's president of both. I wonder if he's going to be president of that one as well. Tad,
I talked to him
the other day. After leaving.
I talked to Tad the other day. They've got, I mean, he talks about the Devils all the time.
Yeah,
like it's a big. Yeah. I don't even know how much he even does with Sixers because he's got a lot on his plate. So.
Yeah,
he's in charge of way more now than he was here.
6B. Tillman went up to 5.6 because that's what they were valued at. He said, I'm done. That's it. I'm not. You know what? You can give another $400 million. I'm not doing it. And they did. But listen, Tillman bought the Rockets for 2.2 when I don't know that they were valued at 2.2. Tillman knows. I don't know. But they're 3.2 now. Mm. Ain't no way NFL team is going down in value.
No. No.
No.
No.
When I grow up, I want to own an NFL team. I mean, if Cal can do it, I can do it.
Okay? I believe
in you. Tell him to bring me my money.
Yeah! You know what, John? I believe in you.
Yeah.
I believe in you. I think you can do it.
So, since this is Grievance Friday, and you can file your grievance at 713-780-3776. This woman had a grievance against her employer. And I don't know... I don't know if this is going to go on her resume or not. I don't know if she's going to be able to use this woman as a reference after. This is the call that one woman had to another woman who didn't put her on the schedule.
This message lasts 2 minutes.
This is for Rachel, you big, fat, white, nasty, smelling, fat bitch. Why you took me off the motherfucking schedule with your trifling, dirty, white, racist-ass, you big, fat bitch, oompa-loompa-body-ass bitch? I'm coming up there, and I'm going to beat the fuck out of you, bitch. And don't even call the police today, because I'm going to come up there unexpected and wait on your motherfucking ass, bitch. I'm coming to beat the fuck out of you, bitch, because you did that on purpose with your auntie, racist, white-ass. Then her, bitch.
No, this goes on for
two minutes, I'm coming up there to fuck you up, bitch. Telling you, watch. I know what kind of car you drive. I'm going to wait on you, and I'm going to beat your ass, bitch, because I'm going to show you not to play with jazz.
You didn't leave. You put all the bees in there.
And you got me up, because, bitch, I told you what the fuck was going on.
Oh, my
you
goodness.
You hate to see black people doing good or doing anything for them.
Yes, cheesy smelling.
Ugly, fat, white bitch. Watch, I'm telling you, I'm coming up out of beach.
We have no racial issues in this country.
And her smelling white, dog smelling ass bitch. Watch, I come f*** you up because you got me f***ed up. I'm going to sit up there and try to do that old
I think we got the gist of it.
I don't think she was happy.
I don't think she was happy with her.
Apparently, she wanted to work that day.
She wanted to work. It wasn't on the schedule. You cheesy smelling. She had a lot of words. I don't think that that woman is now going to be giving her a reference. I don't think
she's going to have that job. And I think police now have something that they can work off of.
Well, yeah, especially if the employer, don't call the police
because I'm going to be up there waiting for you. Like, well, now I'm for sure going to be calling the police.
Yeah. It just seems like that was a little aggressive for not being on the schedule. Maybe you would have been on the schedule tomorrow. I don't know. Maybe. I'm not sure that your attitude was right for the position.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't know. But
I feel like race is playing an issue in some of these things. A little
bit of an issue.
Some of the words I'm hearing.
was ugliness.
Talk is just.
That's ugly.
Poor talk.
The Astros were off yesterday.
How did that get leaked? Like, how does that? Obviously, the woman.
Well, the
who
woman
has it
put it out there.
Leaked it. I wonder, like well, I wonder how.
What
it
was
happened.
It on Clown World or something? What was it?
Yeah, but I wonder how it first got leaked. Like, she had to have given it to somebody, or maybe she played. Here's
she
how
it
probably happened.
It.
She probably posted on Facebook or something.
Or something. Yeah.
And then from Facebook, people will contact you sometime and say they'll either steal it or, like my kids, this group named Viral Hog reached out to me and they said, "Can we represent your video?" So the people who use it, we will monetize it for you. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. Got one thing out of them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you did one thing?
Yeah, they did. Actually, my kids got 150. They got 75 apiece.
Nice.
Yeah. Somebody, I think they used it on MTV one time.
$75 they wouldn't have had.
And Megablast told me that he saw them on Ridiculousness, and I'm like, they were using it, but I didn't get paid off of that. So I reached out to Viral Hog. I said, hey, do your effing job, man. I said, y'all had to blah, blah, blah. So they've taken that episode down, I think. And I ended up getting a check.
Nice.
Yeah, so I just gave it to the boys. I should have just kept it.
You should have kept it. They didn't deserve it. You're the one that filmed it. You're the producer. Have y'all ever met a guy named Tad who didn't have a lot of money? Because I haven't. Now, if you name your kid Tad, he's going to be rich.
He's born into money.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If you name him Horatio, he's going to be a nerd. More than likely.
Yeah.
Right?
Horatio?
Horatio.
No, he'll be something else.
What?
Probably a writer. Or could be a leader of a... Could be a leader for the people. Not a coup. You wouldn't be necessarily... If it's a coup, it's the good kind of coup to get somebody out. But a Horatio could possibly be in South America somewhere helping the freedom fighters to, you know...
Well... If you name your kid Mauricio, he's going to be a great hitter.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? I knew a kid in grammar school. It was named Ignacio.
Uh-huh.
He got no chance in life.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, he had zero chance in his life. You named him Iggy. Well, there's some famous Iggies, I guess.
Well, yeah. Iggy Pop.
Iggy, that's it. Or Iggy Azalea.
Yeah.
But that's a girl.
But she got out of the rap game and got into the OnlyFans game, although I think that's really a better financial move.
It's always a better financial move to be in the OnlyFans game.
Yeah. As we're finding out right now, basically, the Horatio could have been a sailor. That's true. Horatio does sound like somebody who sailed.
Yeah, you could be a sailor.
If your name is Horatio. But, OnlyFans is always the best move.
That's always the best move.
Let me ask you best job for somebody, okay? Work at Wendy's OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans versus dental hygienist.
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans versus...
Stripper.
No. Well, obviously. We're trying to go upstairs.
Okay, gotcha.
Don't go all the way to the top. Okay,
well,
hold on.
Owning Landry's would be at the top.
All right. Well, okay. We'll get there. Okay.
You're taking incremental steps. It's 8:46.
Okay.
No, we got to go right to the top.
OnlyFans minor league baseball player.
OnlyFans.
Because they don't have to eat crackers and sardines.
Well, now I don't know if you heard. They got a new collective bargaining agreement.
OnlyFans versus second round NBA pick.
OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
OnlyFans versus major league baseball first round pick. Number 14.
Major League Baseball first-round pick.
Number 14?
Number 14, yeah. Even still, your signing bonus is pretty good.
Yeah, but there's no guarantee you get to the league.
Oh, that's true.
OnlyFans, you're getting paid every month.
Well, no, your base salary is not going to be better, but your signing bonus is going to give you. I don't know. Do OnlyFans get a signing bonus when they sign up?
No. You mean to do OnlyFans stuff?
Yeah.
To show the choo-choo and whatnot? No, I don't think there's any signing bonuses. Salary slotting, MLB draft. I want to see.
No.
This show really is. The average player earns $4 million.
Yeah.
Salaries decrease. So you're right. You'd rather be a.
Well, you get it up front.
Even though there's no guarantee you make it to the bigs.
No, you may get it up front. And then you can suck, and then or you could be Forrest Whitley and never get there, and then still be rich.
The average signing bonus for a Major League Baseball player is $7,837 a year. The average signing bonus for a player drafted in the first round is $2.4
million. Yeah, see?
Yeah. I guess I'd choose to
be. But that's the average. That's the average.
Okay. Second round NBA player. Did I tell you? Yeah, I asked you that already.
That's still pretty. That's okay, but.
XFL quarterback OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. No matter where.
Radio announcer OnlyFans.
Hey, I don't care what kind of job you have. You can afford an F-150 right now at Chastain Ford. Nothing down. 0% financing. No payments for 90 days. What? 0% financing for 36 months. Nothing down. No payments for 90 days. I mean, you can afford it. You can get there. And Chastain Ford is going to make sure that wherever your payments are going to be, that you can afford them. They don't want you in a vehicle that you are going to regret, in a vehicle that you're not going to be able to pay for. They want you to be comfortable. Everybody here, I was watching this yesterday, on the freeway, every single car only had one person in it. You have to have a car in this city because you can't get around anywhere because that's just how it goes in the city of Houston. You have to have a vehicle. It is part of our daily life. Everybody has to have a vehicle. Guess what? You can afford one. You can do it at Chastain Ford. They're going to make sure that you get the right vehicle for you, all right? And you get to customize it exactly as you want it. Now, they've got some on the lot right now that if you don't want to wait to order one and have it come in, you want one right now, got them. I was there last week at the Expeditions on the lot, unbelievable, and I love my Expedition. You're looking for that Ford car or truck right now, there's one place to go, ChastainFord.com. They're going to get you in that vehicle at the price you have to be at ChastainFord.com or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown, Chastain Ford.
This is The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell them again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!
Found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. No one can afford a 2023 F-150. Baloney. A lot of people can afford that, Childish Altuve. A 2018 with 250,000 miles. Nothing down, no payments for 90 days, and no interest for 3 years. No payments for 90 days. Everyone can afford that for 90 days at least. I don't know after that if you can still afford it, but you can afford it for 90 days at least, Art. So stop already. Did you see what happened in baseball yesterday? Did you see the Twins explode for 100 runs in the first inning? It was unbelievable.
Yep.
If you're not following MLB metrics, I'm following MLB metrics.
Are you about to put us on this WOBA thing again?
No. Well, have you seen Javi Baez? Have you seen his act?
Javi Baez doesn't care about life anymore.
Javi Baez don't care how many outs there are. He don't care if he ever gets a hit again. I don't know that Javier Baez is actually going to play again. So Javi Baez has fallen off the world. I don't know who's worse, he or Cody Bellinger. Which one is worse? And actually, I think MLB Metrics said it might be Cody Bellinger, maybe worse than he is. The Rays have won 13 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Not too shabby.
They haven't lost at all. I like Gilbert's pick.
Well, Gilbert predicted. Well, at first he had the Tigers, okay, and then he had them. The Twins. Here's something that's interesting. I was listening, and there's a woman who gives out betting picks. Have you heard her? Anyway, she gives out different picks, and she says, "Man, bet the under on the Twins games." But this was before yesterday when they had 11 runs in the first inning or whatever they had.
Nine.
The Twins have the second best ERA in the league, and they're not that great at scoring runs, and they've lost a couple of players actually. One got hit in the face, and Byron Buxton always hurt. He had a collision at second base, but bet the Twins unders this year. They're pretty good. We saw a pretty good baseball team already. They're playing some pretty good baseball. They'll fall off, of course, but they're playing some pretty good baseball right now. Did you see Tatis's night last night? Fernando Tatis is doing a stint in the minors in El Paso. 5-for-6, 3 homers, 8 RBIs. He is the Padres.
No, he's been killing it.
No. The Padres are going to be a team to be reckoned with this year. They're already
got
a team.
Got enough pitching?
Add him.
Got enough pitching?
They're pretty good at pitching. They're okay. I mean, Musgrove's their ace, but they...
I know.
Yeah. Darvish? I mean...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. They've got you.
They're okay.
He's not tipping pitches.
Well, he tipped pitches with the Astros. How many years ago was that?
17. He could still be doing it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No. You're right. He could be still tipping pitches. I know who's not tipping pitches is Shohei. The thought is 500 milli for... 500 million for Shohei. And you know what? He's probably going to be 10 years, $50 million a year.
10 years.
10 years.
How old is Shohei?
$50 million a year, or $500 million over 9 years.
How old is Shohei?
Shohei is 29. I want to say, but look at pitchers now. How they're pitching? I mean, how long they're pitching?
He's 28. He'll be 29 this summer.
He'll be 29.
Can't go more than 8 years. It's 37.
And he'll still get $500 million for 8 years.
No way. More than $60 million a year?
Dude is different than everybody else.
At some point, does it make enough wins to make sense?
You get Verlander and Judge. I mean, that's what you're getting with him.
Doesn't sound like a good buy.
It doesn't. Okay. Verlander himself is getting 43.
You do get Verlander and Judge. Maybe he should be in a completely different pay scale.
He is.
Yeah.
He is going to be.
Like, you have to say, okay, this doesn't reset the market unless you play two positions.
I mean, he is – he's in a different world right now. It's not even close who the best baseball player is. It's not even close. And I don't know who can afford him. Well, so the Angels it's a shame that he's playing in Anaheim. It's really a shame. But actually, we'll talk about this with Clay. Clay is in L.A., right? No, he's here? Oh, Clay Hensley's here. We got Clay Hensley on the other side to talk baseball right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's talk right now about Houston Powder Coaters and the great people over there and the great things that they're doing. This is a business that's been around for a while now. And, well, the experience, they were at another place before this, but they're there now, and they're unbelievable how good they are. Houston Powder Coaters is as good as it gets. If you're looking for the best way to get your lawn furniture, anything metal that you have, if you have a car, you have old mags, wheels that you want to keep, and you want them to look at, the colors are spectacular. If you're into that, you want it to something metal that's going to just burst and just look spectacular. I'm telling you, I went there and I can't believe how good they are. How they care about every single one, the primping and the priming and making sure that everything looks fantastic. If you have any metal at all, there's a business that they do tortilla grilling, and all of their metal they send to Houston Powder Coaters, and it's thousands of them, and they powder coat every single one of them, and they look spectacular. If you have a business where you have to make shiny metal look good, Houston Powder Coaters for you. Lawn furniture, Houston Powder Coaters for you. They will pick it up. They will deliver it. Houston Powder Coaters is unbelievable. You're looking for the best way to get that, whatever it is you need to look shiny and beautiful. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real. Let's go. Fun. Sports.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in 3 delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with concentrates. Find it now at tracemineralz.com.